While trying to define Wu Li, I was also trying to find out what a master is. The dictionary was no help. All of its definitions involved an element of control. This element did not fit easily into the image of a dancing Wu Li master. Since Ao Wang is a Tai Chi master, I asked him. The answer he gave me was, "A master is someone who started before you did." My Western education left me unable to accept a non-definition for my definition of a master. So I began to read Wang's book, Embrace Tiger, Return to Mountain. I found what I sought in the foreword by Alan Watts. Quote, "He begins from the center and not from the fringe. He imparts an understanding of the basic principles of the art before going on to the meticulous details. And he refuses to make the student into a robot." Unquote. Here was just the definition of a master that I sought. A master teaches essence. When the essence is perceived, he teaches what is necessary to expand the perception. The Wu Li master does not speak of gravity until the student stands in wonder at the flower petal falling to the ground. He does not speak of laws until the student says, of his own accord, "How strange. I drop two stones simultaneously, one heavy and one light, and both of them reach the earth at the same moment." He does not speak of mathematics until the student says, "There must be a way to express this more simply." In this way, the Wu Li master dances with his student. The Wu Li master does not teach, but the student learns. The Wu Li master always begins at the center, at the heart of the matter. Another characteristic of a master is that whatever he does it with the enthusiasm of doing it for the first time. This is the source of his unlimited energy. Every lesson that he teaches or learns is a first lesson. Every dance that he dances for the first time. It is always new, personal, and alive.